Welcome to Relationships Unfiltered, a podcast about relationships, love, lifestyle, romance, sex, and a whole much more. I am your host here, Rashad Bakir, back with you. I am going to be talking about age gap relationships. I'm going to be talking about my own story. I'm going to be talking about why they are popular. And I'm going to be talking about the types of age gap relationships that are out there, as well as, is an age gap relationship right for you? So let's get into it. Now, within my own story, I have been in age gap relationships, but just about as long as I've been in relationships, in and out of relationships, rather. And so I pretty much have not, for the most part, been with a woman or girl at that time. I'm going to correct myself how I say that part. Who's been the same age as myself. Most of my dating relationship experiences have been in one shape or another a age gap relationship. Now, when we talk about age gap relationships, which I'll get into the types, what are the years? What actually sort of is the metric that makes it an age gap relationship? And that's subject to determination by the folks who are in it, for the most part. Because some would say that it's 5 years, some would say it's 7 years, some would say it's 10 years. That makes for an age gap relationship. And the way they might also look at it, of course, comes with the generations too. But let me just continue with my story part, and then before I get into all the types and everything like that. Now, as I said, so I've been involved with them since I've been involved with liking girls and dating and all that other stuff. And for the most part, it started with older girls first for me, from just about middle school, like in high school girls. And then in high school, I liked it. Older girls in college and all that. And then in college, I was from freshmen, like in older girls who were like seniors and all that stuff. So it just was that sort of trilogy ladder for me, liking older girls, women, and so forth. And that continued, it always has been a continuance. And so I just liked them. I liked it. That whole maturity. And I think for boys especially, you know, we are impressionable with older women because of the media. And so like many boys, you know, you see a lot of nice older women in media and you like that. And so therefore, that's what you're drawn to, you know, the women on TV particularly. Like I said, you know, they are the starstruck women, the beauties in the media and all that stuff. Not to give out any names per se. I mean, you take your pick, you know, of women, especially in the 70s and the 80s. As I was growing up, what I was exposed to seeing and all that with older women. And so, so I started out similarly like that, dating older women. I did not have my true first I'm kind of a couple years younger, like say through high school, but what I would say significantly younger would be more than 5 years when I was in my mid late 20s. And so that's when I started to go with someone much younger in my older 20s. She was legal age. So understanding the math and that, because it was like, well, how much younger he was? She was legal age. So she's over 18. So we're talking about 5 to 6, 7 years, okay, just to kind of help some people out with the math on that. So we're talking about five to seven years difference in my mid to late 20s, okay? And so that kept up. And then I married. I was with a woman who was younger, by a couple years for a while, and then I later married. Not to give you all of my personal relationship history, but I was married, and then she was significantly my senior, so she was 7 years, 8 years or so older than me in that marriage. And then I married again. She was younger, so she was about 6, 7 years younger than myself. And like I said, so I have, in dating and relationships, been with women who, and as I got older, those gaps have widened a bit. So in my experience, you know, I've been with women who've been 20 years younger than myself. Yes, 20 years younger than me. Okay. But at one time, you know, I was with a woman briefly who was 20 years older than me. Okay. At one time. So, well, a couple of times actually that happened. So like I said, so I'm thoroughly experienced with regard to age gap relationships. And I've seen them come and I've seen them go, all types of shapes, sizes, and varieties. And they certainly are different, you know, from my perspective too, you know, as far as being the guy, whether I'm being older, and whether I'm being younger in those relationships. And they were fine. I had no issues. They had no issues. You know, we understood. You know, we're all adults here, and it was all good. So nothing negative to say about my personal experience in age gap relationships. And I find them perfectly fine as long as there's consenting adults involved with it. Now, let me get into why they are popular. Well, certainly, again, as I started out with my own story, the media popularizes it through movies, film, TV, I'm saying, you know, film, as far as movies, television, certainly music, videos, and all that kind of stuff. Imagery has a big influence, both for young girls, women, young boys, young men, because how it glamorizes it. And in the social media digital era that we're in, even much more hype with regard to that, because you see, you know, we have women are called cougars, older women who are like younger guys. You have MILFs. Don't want to explain. If you don't know what a MILF is, what the acronym of a MILF is, okay, then go look it up. So you got those out there, and you have a few other ones that they have these taglines too. Certainly, you have the sugar babies, the sugar daddies, and all that. So I'm getting kind of going ahead of myself with the types, but those are some of the labels of what you see out there. So they play into why it's all popular. It's fun. You're seeing, but also why they are popular in the dynamics of the older person, because as they're saying, 30 is a new 20, 40 is a new 30 or the new 20, but more so the 30, and 50 is a new 40, and so on. So people who are older are younger, you know, in their embodiment, how they take care of themselves. They work out, like myself. I'm fit, I work out, I take care of myself, and all those sort of things. So people do not, that are older, do not look their age anymore like they used to, because people, you know, lifestyles are different, certainly much more leisurely than what they were back in the day. So as a result of that, you see a lot more youthful looking older people, and that's an attractive quality for a younger person. And so this is why you see it. And again, a lot of younger people and older people are in the same spaces, and opportunities to meet are plentiful. And so so that popularity has made it such a thing now to where you see a lot more age gap relationships, and they're out there, and I see them almost every day when I'm out and about in public, and I'm sure you see them too, and they're there in some spaces where you don't know they're there, and what have you. But they're there, and they are not new by any stretch of imagination that we understand. So when we talk about popularity of them, age gap relationships, from a historical standpoint, have always been around, okay? Always been around. And going back to the times when women were considered like property, and when you're talking about village people, not like the music group, but village people, in that people were from small little villages and towns, and you have the little poverty farm family and the little town farm girl, and the prince of the town or the richest guy in town, whoever, saw her like Cinderella or something, then the family would offer her, you know, they dress her up and get her all nice and everything, and then hopefully she'd be the bride that gets picked for the prince. And then that fairy tale story, so from rags to riches kind of thing. And so, because men historically have always been deemed as providers in relationships and marriages and so forth, and so again, it starts with all that stuff. It starts with all that history. And but it also starts with the human dynamics that people are within themselves. The attraction, okay? The laws of attraction work in very mysterious ways. So within that, you're going to have these natural age gap attractions that come. And particularly when we're talking about of age people. Now, of age back in the 1800s, 1500s, and all that was probably what we consider today a minor, you know, 13, 14, 15 years old, okay? And in some societies, you know, that's still an acceptable age to get married even. And I know in some states you can get married at that age with parental consent and all that kind of stuff. So those factors have long contributed in its normalization in society, as well as its own, again, popularity as well with that, particularly for young women with older men, okay, and all that stuff that goes with that. Now, let me get into these types, as I gave some hint to just momentarily. So, again, most of them have always started with what we consider to be what they call a May-December types of relationships, where you older guy, younger woman. We have seen that over and over again. I forget what they call the one with the older woman and the younger guy, but nonetheless, most of them, overwhelmingly, there have been older men, younger women. Okay. Now today, in fast forwarding all that, you know, again, you have what are called like the sugar daddies. These are the guys who, generally of means or some kind of wealth or whatever, and he has his little trophy girlfriend or wife or whatever it is, and eye candy, okay? So you have those kind of relationships with these age gaps, which seem to be very popular out there. Very popular, gold diggers and all the other stuff along those lines, okay? With the older man, younger man. Not in every case, though, okay? Not in every case, but that is the perception. When you see an age gap relationship with an older man and a younger woman, that is the go-to for most people in their minds and what they're thinking about. Well, she's only with him because of his money. But we know that there are a number of older men with younger women who the older man doesn't have no money. She's just with him because she's with him, because whatever the circumstances is that brought those two together. But there are plenty of them out there who are not in that, in the situation to where the guy, older man, is considered to be like a sugar daddy and all that kind of stuff. And even if he has money, it doesn't necessarily mean that he's a sugar daddy. I want to make that point clear as well. Doesn't qualify himself to make himself be a sugar daddy just because he is of wealth, because there are plenty of people where you see in plenty of couples where you see an older guy with a young woman, but she's come from money too. You see that in many cultures, especially the Middle East and different places, where, you know, she's not just some woman off the street somewhere. You see that with royal families, especially like in Britain and Europe and other places around Europe, in Denmark and so forth, as well as again in Asia and other places where you see this type of thing. Now, the other popular thing that coming with these age graphs is just simply the transactional stuff, okay, that I call the transactional, which is where you have a lot of these young women who back in the day would be considered in brothels and, you know, places of that, types of establishments, strip clubs, I'm going to get to, and all that kind of thing. And just simply, again, similarly, like the sugar babes, going with the older guy because they are the eye candy and they're just fitting into their role of being the little trophy plaything, okay? And so, but that's very matter of fact. That's very understanding, okay, this is why you're here kind of thing. And you have some of that in the sugar babies and the sugar daddies, but most important, these are just established couples. And that's just happened the way that works. With the transactional thing is pretty much. Now you also have what? You have women mostly who are on OnlyFans and other sites of that type or whatever stuff they got going on, whereby they are clearly about sex sales. They are clearly about their sexuality and commodifying themselves in such a way with men of means. And so that's how America and the world works when you're out there on platforms such as that, promoting yourself that way. So that's another area that we're seeing now because, again, we're in this digital era. And so, of course, with that, you're going to see that. You see that a lot with what used to be back in the day, again, the male older bride type of thing. But now, because you have these sexism tours, you have the very popular Passport Brothers, where you have men particularly coming from either Europe or America, United States, and traveling to other places to find love or something. And usually these women are younger, okay, that they're getting with. And I haven't been on one yet. Maybe, but I haven't been on one yet. But from what I have seen from watching the stuff that I see online, seems like folks are having a good time over there with that. And it's very popular. Now, I have had, not like that, not in the sort of the touristic way. I have been with international, my former wife was from Europe. And so she's also much younger. And that so yeah, I've experienced that. And I dated international women in college as well too, so like I said, I have a variety of experience with a lot of different things. Don't play me for short out here. So you have that where the Passport Brothers are out there and they're getting a lot of women who are you know, and from other countries, and they're younger, and they want to come to America, they want to go to Europe, or whatever, and all that stuff. And in most of these cases, like I said, I haven't studied this enough to know what are these impacts, are especially the failed relationships, and all that sort of stuff. And some of this, if you're doing it on your own, that's your own business. But if you're going through some of these agencies, they are going to sort of do some background checking on you to find out, make sure that you up on it and they're not connecting you with some people like matchmaking services would do. You know, that you're not some wanted killer or something out there and all that kind of stuff, you know. So they have to protect the integrity of their business, and they're trying to make sure the people, the clientele that they're helping with these services are legitimate. Okay, you got that. Now, let's close out, because I talked about the type of age gaps, particularly the more popular ones now. Need not talk about what was back then. What's going on now Like I said, not all of them, if it's an older man and a younger woman, are under the title of a sugar daddy and a sugar baby and what have you. Not all of them that way, nor just because there's an older woman with a younger man, which that is trending a little bit more too, does mean that she is a sugar mom or a MILF or a cougar, okay, out there either, and so forth, which became a very popular thing in the movies that we saw in the mid-80s and the early 2000s and what have you. We started seeing a lot more stuff like that. They had occasional movies like that going far back, even far back like in the 50s and what have you, but not too much, okay, not too much. Now, the last thing I want to get to is age gap relationships right for you? This is a big question. And like I said, what you getting into it for? If you simply want to be, going back to the types, if you want to be a sugar babe with a sugar daddy, then help yourself with that. If you want to be a sugar daddy for a sugar babe, help yourself with that. If you want to be a cougar with a young whatever, help yourself with that. If you find mutual attraction in what you're looking for. Because the thing is, dating is hard, as many of you know, with all of the talking heads out there, including myself, who talk about relationships on our platforms. And so so when it comes to this type of thing, with far as if it's right for you, then yeah, you know, if you're looking for love, then or a relationship or something, and you just happen to meet somebody that lines up with chemistry and compatibility for yourself, and you feel it can work, then shoot your shot with that. Now, here's the thing, though. For some, again, it goes to what do you consider as far as your age boundaries, your age range boundaries. Like I said, if you're in your 20s, is 30s high enough or as far as you might go, or maybe 40s? You know, so it depends on what is your own age boundaries. Now, I want to quickly reference, because I've done another video on this with regard to some data that I did myself researching into what are people looking for in relationships, but also I was looking at the age preferences that people have. And as I stated in that, for the women, they stick around their age group. Most of the women seem to stick more closely within their age range. 5 years younger, maybe 3 to 5 years older, okay, on average. So what I'm looking online, I'm not seeing as many, and I'm talking about hundreds of profiles that I went through, whereby I don't see as many. I'm talking about the norm. I'm talking about the median of them. There were a number of women whose range went 10 years south and 10 years north or more. But for the most of them, and this is just the average. So again, what you see a lot in media, just going back to that point, is not necessarily reality. It's not, as we all know, that's an illusion. That's not how it works. It's like watching porn. That's not how real things go all the time, and all that kind of stuff. So most folks are most comfortable with people very similar in their age group. Okay, most people. However, if you're an open-minded person, then you might consider someone slightly to significantly older or younger than yourself, depending upon where you at in your own purview as far as what you like and what you're willing to be open-minded with. In that sense, in the dynamics of the relationship. Because here's the thing. You have a lot of, starting with the guys, you have a lot of, let's say, younger guys who are still boys, and what they're really looking for is another mommy. They're not looking for a wife, or a real girlfriend or something. They are still like boys, and they're just looking for a surrogate mother, and not, and or even a roommate in some cases, you know. And you know, an older woman's not going to go for that, most of them. So they don't want to be raising another son or a son or any of that stuff. But you do have, with your, if that's your intentions, let's say again, we're talking about if what is right for you, so what's your intentions? Likewise, the same thing with an older man and a younger woman. Is she looking for another daddy? And some of these women, they didn't have that relationship with a father. And so the older man fulfills that for them. Okay. So he is providing her with that fatherly emotional attention and all that stuff, in addition to be her lover man and all the other stuff that comes with that. Now, so those are elements that you have to consider with regard to that part of it. Similarly, as the older woman, are you looking for a younger man? Because this happens too. When you're older woman, you can control, generally speaking, I don't want to accuse nobody of nothing, generally speaking, you can control that guy more so than a man of your age or older, most cases. And the same thing is sort of thrown on the older man, is that he can influence a younger woman more easily than he can a woman of his age and older. Okay, especially when you're starting in your 40s and 50s and 60s and so forth, because she's certainly a more experienced woman in life, and her viewpoints aren't going to be as easily swayed and influenced as such as a younger woman might be. And we know the classic stories again of the secretary being with the boss and all that kind of stuff, or those kind of things. But workplaces have changed a lot too, so they're not what they used to be either. So those type of relationships are not nearly as common as they probably once was back in the day. So we understand that part. So there are the aspect, again, you have to be deciding what is your age gap boundaries, first and foremost. And if you open, now some people, they might have a boundary, but they might meet someone who's outside of that boundary that they click with, and then it goes all out the window. So it depends on how open or closed-minded you are in terms to that. Some people do not have an age gap boundary. Just whatever person they meet, whether they're older or younger, they don't care necessarily about the age. Now, of course, if you're talking about a young lady in her 20s and she's with an 80-year-old, that is like, but more power to you if that's what you into, you know what I'm saying? But you know, that's not the normative of what a young 20-something generally is looking for. Okay, so that kind of no filter boundary is a rare thing, because in most cases, a 20-something-year-old is not going to find some 80-something-year-old man that they're got the hots for, unless it's his pocketbook, his bank account, or something like that. And what can be her future inheritance, that could might change some things if that type of woman is looking for that type of thing. But I'm not going to accuse most women of that, okay? I'm saying there are some women out there who are like that, but most women are not. I would say comfortably, as I stated earlier, that most women's comfort range for a man older than them is in that 5 to 7 year window, okay? Maybe 10 at most, depending on where she is. If she's 40, meeting a 50-year-old, not much there. If she's 30, meeting a 40-year-old, that not much there. So when you talk about 10 years, it depends on where she's at. Even a 20-something, like a 25-year-old, likely still would be attracted to a 35-year-old man. A 25-year-old with a 40-year-old man is going to be different, because it's going to be based upon what is he doing for himself. If he's a successful, high-powered, rich lawyer, not me though, a rich lawyer, I'm just giving somebody an example, then she might go for that. Because again, she's looking at what has he accomplished? What has he's got going for himself? He's an athlete or something, or a former athlete, very popular and out there. Then you understand what she's going for with that. So it's always going to have to be something, as we all know, that presents itself for her to be more attracted to him, not just by his looks and all that stuff and his name or whatever. It's going to take a little bit more than that. And men know this. Like I said, men are men. Sex, okay, married over love. Men would use love to get sex. In other words, women would use sex to get love. Okay, let me say it one more time. Men use love to get sex. Women use sex to get love. How does that work? Let me help some people out, because some people probably miss on this stuff. So for men, like I said, we are valued, our product of who we are, character of who we are, is centered around our ability to provide, ability to obtain and establish what is our worth. And what is that worth in value to a woman? And so if she sees you are a man of accomplishment, success, that's an attractive quality off the top. And so for men, what we do is that we want to show that, and it's very easy for us to show that through our materialism. That's why they say diamonds are the girl's best friend and all that kind of stuff. Roses are forever, and what are the other stuff that we give women, right? Roses, diamonds, you know, luxury cars, clothes, and all this other stuff. So we're using those elements to get her love, but we really want the sex at the end of the day, you see? So we use these elements of things that to woo her, to get her to love us, because we want the sex. Simple as that. While women know that their sexuality and their peak prime and their vanity gets them the highest value man. Because again, in most cases, like we was talking about this before, you have 80% of the women most likely are looking for really 20% of the top guys, maybe even less than that, okay, in their want, in their dream guy. That dream guy is usually 10 to 20% top guys, okay? So the 80% of guys out there are not going to get generally the top women, just as the same thing as most of the women are going to get the top guys. And so, but women, because they compete with each other for a guy, because the one guy that's in that top 10 or 20%, there might be five women trying to get to that one guy. You see? So then for the men, it's different because of the same thing. We're looking, we got more options because there's more women than there are men. And so, and there's the few men who are well-established, so they're going to have better choices. And so the same for a woman. If she's more of a high value, she's going to have more choices and be more selective, which a lot of them do. The problem comes when you have a lot of these women who are not that. They believe they're that, those 8s and 9s and 10s, and they try to jump into that pool overvaluing themselves. And so, and again, if you are a 30-something-year-old, like I said, and you're trying to look for a 30-something or even 40-something-year-old man, he's not looking for you. He's looking at a 20-something-year-old. And it just goes up that trajectory. So, again, a man in his 30s, maybe looking for some woman in her late 20s. A man in his 40s, looking for a woman in her 30s, maybe late 20s or whatever. And so on and so on. So this is the equation in which I use with that. Men use love to get sex while women use sex to get love. I'm not saying this is for everybody. I'm just giving a general analysis, okay? So you understand that. So that is where I want to stop with this. So you understand for yourself is an age gap relationship for you. I know many of you listening to this are into those relationships, and I want to hear from you. I'm always out and about talking to folks, and I'm going to have a follow-up with these conversations, because this is a topic that it will always be around. It's never going to stop, and we're going to always learn more from them. like I said, back in the day, before the digital age, we never would have thought that the dynamics of age gap relationships would traject the way they have. And here we are. And so, and we're learning new things as the tools of digital technology grow and improve and get better and all the other things that come with that. So there we go. I'm going to stop here. I appreciate you folks tuning in and listening in and sharing and liking and commenting and giving me some great feedback on what I'm doing here with Relationships Unfiltered. And we will see you here again next time. Thank you for tuning in. Appreciate you on the program.